Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Football calendar. We'll get to that in a second. Right. First, Troy tweeted the fantasy football punishment we had right in our backyard. Was that in Fort Worth?
Yeah, just outside of downtown Fort Worth. So yesterday I saw the picture, and it was of a billboard. And I thought to myself, okay, someone's advertising something. I see a phone number here. And then I look closer, and I'm like, I believe that is some individual holding a sign that says, I suck. There's a drop. And sure enough, there's a billboard outside of downtown Fort Worth that says, I suck at fantasy football. Last place loser, 2018 Sin Advice 2. And it has the guy's name as Eric B., but more importantly, his phone number for all to see.
That's a big, that's the worst part of this.
That's some expensive friends.
And soliciting fantasy advice. I actually texted the guy, make sure you get a kicker early.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. He's soliciting fantasy advice, so I figured I'd give him some good stuff.
Okay.
Kicker early. Okay, that's good. It's good.
That's right.
This has got to be, the phone number's worse than the billboard, 100%.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, my phone rings enough as it is from numbers I don't know of people that aren't on the other side of the phone. It's just a recording.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what it would be like where it's quadrupled, quintupled, whatever it is.
You have no idea what number you're trying to throw out there.
Not a clue.
I mean, it's shocking that he would put his number out there publicly. I mean, this number is seen by everyone. It's also heard by everyone when I say 214-506-3110.
Oh, no.
But now everyone's going to text him. And you know what? I don't think it's that bad. I think it's pretty good. Why are you giving me that look?
Well, the fact that the number's out there?
Yeah. You make new friends.
Why wouldn't that be that bad?
Make new friends. Maybe you do get some legitimate advice as well as some psychos who want to peel your skin off and wear it. But yeah. Still, okay. I don't think it's horrible.
All right. That's fair. This brings me to back to me. Everything goes back to me, right, in my world?
Shocker.
Sean had asked and had said, I have a fantasy football punishment as well. I came in last in a fantasy football league that is outside the station. It's called the Most Fun League. It's the least fun for me because I've never done well. There's no playoffs in this league. You play two games a week, week 1 through 16. Whoever has the most wins, wins. I had the most losses throughout the entire year. It's terrible. Terrible. Well, I lost. And I have to do a punishment. And my punishment this year is that everyone gets to pick an outfit for me to wear.
Oh, my God.
On a calendar.
Wow. That's not bad.
Yes, it is.
What do you mean, an outfit like a suit?
No, I mean, I could be Xena the Warrior Princess in one of them.
So you're going to do a photo calendar shoot?
Yeah.
Wait, like lingerie if they
could be lingerie if they want it to be. I could dress up like Brad Pitt and Troy and just have a fig leaf.
Could have an apple in your mouth.
I could.
Or somewhere else.
I don't know what's going to happen. I could be, you know, tied up somewhere.
When is this?
Well, the draft order party, I think, is on Sunday.
Yeah.
We're doing axe throwing. Throwing axes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Skin was doing that the other day.
Yeah. So we're throwing axes to see who wins. And then I've got to gather up all the costumes and prepare to do some kind of a photo shoot.
On Sunday.
Well, I'm going to get I should get the costumes on Sunday.
You have the photographer scheduled? Who's shooting it?
I don't know. I'm not in charge of any of that.
I think one of the league commissioners is just taking the photo so they don't have to pay a bunch of extra money for it. He is going to share the pictures with us.
Let me give you my buddy Matt. My buddy Matt, he actually shot for Maxim and Playboy. He'll make you look awesome.
So you have to do 12 different shots.
That's my understanding. Yes, 12 different
shots.
Full calendar. I hope they don't do the 13 month where it's like you get like the January of the following year just to give you a little bit of a grace period.
I know you though, and there's a portion of him that likes it. He's always thinking about his George Costanza and the Seinfeld. I think the Mike Leach posed for a calendar shoot. Or he has the Costanza. He posed as the Costanza shot on his couch, I think.
Like I've got to get a fake tan, right? I got a spray. I can't have this farmer's tan that I've got.
See, but then you go from it being a punishment to something you actually want to do.
I know.
You don't go in there taking your, you know, resistance bands to make sure you're pumped up before you go on camera. No, you go in there as yourself.
877-881-1053 is the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. This will be awesome for Choppy to go ahead and pay off his fantasy football punishment with a calendar shoot.
I am such a bad fantasy football. Because here's the thing.
Yeah, you suck.
I never pay.
Well, then this guy's got some advice for you, Chop, from the 214. Draft Plaxico Burress for a good late-round point producer. So go ahead and take that. Write that down. Nice. Give that note to Fish, and then he can make your draft pick for you.
Very nice. Very nice.
All right, let's move on. The XFL yesterday gave us our new team name for the squad in Arlington. It's the Dallas Renegades.
Deep in the heart of Texas beats a different kind of pulse. A spirit untamed. A swagger that can't be denied. We're big meets bold meets badass. This is outlaw country inside the lines. This is hell on wheels between hash marks. This is their home on the range. The Dallas Renegades, raising hell, February 2020.
Get all your Texas stereotypes in there. out on the range.
Man, they know us so well.
Houston team is the Roughnecks.
The Roughnecks, which is not bad. Shout out to White Oak, Texas, on the east side next to Longview. Let's give them a little credit. I like the reveal. I like the fully produced videos for all the teams they had for, you know, the New York Renegades and the Battle Hawks and whatever other crappy names were out there. The videos looked pretty awesome. But, man, could they stereotype us any more?
So we came up with our own promos that we thought they should have produced instead.
Yeah, I believe, Sean, you're okay with the name.
Sure. Whatever.
Renegades. You're fine with that. I think in your promo that you made for the new XFL team, it's not the name. It's the location.
They play in Arlington, but we're calling them Dallas. You're sure to see the big green building during some of our broadcasts. Somehow, we trick Bob Stoops into coaching us, and we think our league has funding for more than 3 months. We are the Dallas Arlington, Dallas. We're playing by Texas Live, okay? The Renegades, coming soon.
Nice.
There you go.
That's good stuff.
You know you're going to see the Bank of America building.
Yeah. You know it.
Oh, and, yeah.
You forgot to mention Cowtown.
Cowtown. You got to throw a bull in there.
Yeah, the Mustangs. The Mustangs of Las Colinas and everything else in downtown Dallas. You know, anything that was in a shot of Dallas from 1983 will be in there. So you had a problem with the area, Sean. Then other people had problems with the name, the Renegades, even though the logo is a total ripoff of the Dallas Desperados from Arena Football League. So we decided to make promos using other stereotypical nicknames that the XFL could have used. Now, obviously, our voice guy's not here. He doesn't arrive to work for another hour or so. So
I need sales team.
Yeah. Well, I need to find another voice person. So after I asked the 11th person, which was the woman that cleans the restrooms, I came to Roy. Roy did the promo for the new XFL team, but with a different nickname.
Deep in the heart of the South. Oh, no. Or is it the Southwest? No one's really sure. Lives a team that's hotter than the surface of the sun. Sunscreen? It won't save you. They're out to fry the competition like an egg on asphalt. They hear their opponents whining about humidity, and they're like, hey, what the f*** do you know about humidity? The Dallas Heat Wave coming February 2020.
I love the Batman voice.
That's Jane Slater.
Yeah.
No, no, that's total Will Arnett in Batman Lego movie.
That's Christian Bale.
Yes,
right there.
The Lego Batman. Absolutely.
But Dallas Heat Wave.
I'll tell you what, the lines, though, they are so Vince McMahon, it's insane.
What do you know about humidity?
I like the Heat Wave, but, you know, maybe it's not as stereotypical as it could be. Maybe this promo could work.
In the land of big oil, big hats, and big hair, before the crack of dawn, the trails blaze with the sound of pounding hooves. Equipped with a lasso that stretches from Oklahoma to Mexico, they'll wrestle their competition to the ground and hogtie them into submission. Surrounded by bullhorns, bullseyes, and bull. You're one misstep away from an oldie time standoff outside the local saloon. The Dallas Wranglers. Coming February 2020.
Not better than the Heat Wave, although the ending was good. You got to throw a saloon in here, too.
Yep, you have to.
You got
to
throw a saloon in. So there it is. Your XFL promos. Coming. When is it? Is it this fall?
It's February.
February 2020.
It's the week after the Super Bowl. Yeah. That's when they're debuting it. Okay, over under. How many of us are going to an XFL game?
It's outside, but it isn't February, so I'll check one out.
Let me ask this, though. Have you guys, and this is serious, have you guys gotten contacted by the team for the jobs?
Oh,
we got one in the building.
Because Spittle submitted your names to replace the great Roger Emmerich, the voice of AT&T Stadium for Cowboys games. Did you guys first hear back from the Cowboys?
I did not hear back from the Cowboys, but I don't answer phone numbers that I don't know.
You said you do.
I know, but not anymore because I'm just getting sick of them now.
Okay.
Yeah, I found out from the Cowboys that they did hire someone else. So it wasn't like a long process. They had someone else in mind.
Who is it?
I don't know if I can reveal that.
Okay. Okay. All right. So now we move down a step.
To the XFL. You're not even going to ask me, huh?
And now, playing it, we welcome the Frisco Cowboys. This is the top 7-7. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Now, what year is it?
2020.
XFL?
I may be playing golf with the guy next week.
But you're trying to be the PA or the play-by-play?
No, I want to be the play-by-play. Now, I won't get it.
Okay.
I won't get it because I want to turn it into something fun and not serious. So they'll probably hire somebody who's serious like Jared Sandler.
All right, Troy. Are you trying to be the PA voice in Arlington?
Definitely not the play-by-play. I've been contacted about the PA job, but once again, I think they have someone else in mind.
Okay, so that's been decided upon.
Yeah.
All right.
Freaking Chuck Morgan.
Chuck?
No, I'm joking. Oh. Chuck Morgan's not doing it. All no.
Right. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.